This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, you might remember a couple of weeks ago I told you about People Planet Pint, an informal meetup for, well, anybody interested in sustainability and having a bit of a chat about it. Well, St Albans hosted its first People Planet Pint at the Hub on Verulam, and if you didn't get along, I can report that it was a lovely evening with all sorts of people there, all engaging with sustainability in a huge variety of different ways. Everybody had something interesting to share, and I, for one, am really looking forward to the next one that it was suggested would be in about 6 weeks' time. Now, the person who had thought to bring People Planet Pint to St Albans and who it was a delight to meet on the evening is Rondi Allen. Now, Rondi is a local businesswoman. She's the co-founder of Sustainable X. It's a UK consultancy helping businesses to benefit from being more sustainable. Now, before founding Sustainable X, Rondi was trained as a Price Waterhouse chartered accountant, and she went on to steer international supply chains and manufacturing businesses. Originally, she's from Australia, but she's worked extensively on four continents and been a board member in six different countries. As you might expect, Rondi's background gives her a unique insight into not just issues around sustainability in the business world, but how the situation in the UK compares with that in other countries. I caught up with Rondi and I started by asking her whether she'd always been motivated by sustainability.
Oh, that's a really good question, Amanda. I think I have always had a high interest in sustainability. From an environmental point of view, I grew up in Australia and we have really have had the ozone layer as a crisis topic for years in our DNA. I lived in an area where we'd have drought, and I still love living in the UK when we have beautiful green lawns. So I think from an environmental point of view, we, being Australian, you knew about the climate crisis quite early. It's been quite severe. And in terms of on a business, I've worked for a lot of really large companies and large multinational companies, and they've been the first ones to see the pressure from the investor side and move. They've been the big movers in terms of advancing their sustainability. So I've had a high interest in that for a long time. But the idea of forming Sustainable X came because there seemed to be quite a gap for smaller businesses that didn't have the resource or the knowledge and wanted to understand what they're doing in terms of a sustainability agenda and their strategy.
Okay, so that's quite interesting that you think actually it's the larger companies who are a little bit ahead at this point as far as sustainability goes.
I think they are because got pressure from the financial markets, because regulations will hit the bigger companies first, and also investors don't want to put their money in risky businesses. So where the money's going is into more sustainable businesses. There's, you know, there's a higher return for them. So the business community is really driving, and the larger companies are really driving a lot of change in the supply chain. And then they're pressuring their supply chains, which tend to be the SMEs in often cases. So I think that's where the big drive is happening, which is also great because that's where the big impact is.
Yes, indeed, absolutely. Yeah. That is good news, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, as you say, you're the co-founder of Sustainable X, and that's you're a UK consultancy, you say, helping small and medium businesses to, now you say, to benefit from being more sustainable. Now, the whole idea of benefiting from being sustainable, a lot of the time it's seen as a bit of a burden, something that's going to cost money. But how is it a benefit?
So the way we talk about it, and I think that's why businesses often engage with us is because we talk about using sustainability to your advantage. And we always talk to businesses about what is the business case of being more sustainable. And I'll give you some good examples of that. They often say, if we were more sustainable, we would win more tenders, or we would be more competitive or attractive for our employees. You know, we want to attract the right talent, or we would be able to get the investment. And in a pure sustainability sense, that feels perhaps a little uncomfortable, but we really like the idea that the businesses have a business case for being more sustainable, because that will stick. If they can see that they can make money from doing good, then it will stick. It will stay around their boardroom table as an imperative for their business. So whatever the reason for them to reduce their carbon footprint, whatever the reason for them to be more involved in the community, we don't believe that that really matters, as long as it's being done, it's authentic, it's contributing, it's improving all the time. So that's how we do think businesses can benefit. It is nice to flip it on its head, and that often brings along people around a boardroom table or owners. It brings them into the mindset that sustainability is not a burden. It is a positive thing for their business, because we do see it as a competitive advantage at the moment. That won't always be the case, but right now, being more sustainable and being able to evidence it is really great for business.
Well, that again is very, very good news. I mean, it really does feel like a win-win-win, doesn't it? Better for the bottom line, better for attracting customers, and as you say, right at the bottom of it, better for the environment too. And with that kind of motivation, it sounds like businesses should be quite welcoming and be very keen to become more sustainable. What do you find? How are you finding the business community at the moment?
We find that businesses are typically have a lot on their case. So they've had COVID, they've had Brexit, they've had cost of living crisis. So sustainability isn't necessarily at the top of their list. It's on their list for sure. Absolutely, it's something they think about, but it's not come up to the top. There's not regulations, there's not a business imperative for them to absolutely be measuring their carbon footprint. But the bigger companies that we talked about before, whether it's Tesco or, you know, it's a bank or the big organizations are starting to ask. And that becomes the business imperative. When a business hasn't got a nice answer, or authentic answer, something to say that satisfies those big customers' needs, or that big your bank, and that becomes a bit more uncomfortable, it tends to make businesses move along a little bit quicker.
Okay. So a lot on businesses' agenda at the moment, but it sounds like the environment is creeping up there, and as they see the advantages.
Yeah, and okay. I think regulation will help that as well.
Okay, yes, yeah. Indeed. So you've worked in a lot of different countries,
yes.
Rondi, and I just wondered what's happening in the UK as far as companies mm-hmm. and sustainability goes compares to the business environment in other countries.
Mm-hmm. So I think America, everywhere we talk, clients that we talk about, American companies are a long way behind where we are. So that's really interesting. I think the UK ranks relatively highly in terms of our achievement across all of the sustainable development goals or the United Nations framework. So that's really positive. But Europe is definitely ahead on regulations. So the European regulations are really quite robust, and they're accelerating the pressure on the businesses. So I think we're not the best in the UK, but we're a long way from being the worst. So there's opportunity. You know, we are leading in some aspects, but lots of opportunity as well.
Yes, indeed. I just wondered, thinking about that, whether you felt that higher sustainability achievements in companies, whether that helped them on an international scale then. Do you think if we were to improve our sustainability, it would help us compete more in Europe, and it might give us an advantage over the Americans?
We're working on a program with a council at the moment in Yorkshire that's exactly that. They're help using sustainability as a lever for greater export. So it's definitely an opportunity to, if you understand what questions they're being asked, what the businesses are being asked in Europe, then you can definitely align and be prepared. And I think innovation is definitely something that Europe's looking for, because we really need to accelerate what we're doing, you know, in different ways than we've ever done before. So that's another space that they're actively working on.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, so some of our listeners, yes, they are from the business community, and I'm sure they will be fascinated by what you're saying. A lot of us are actually not so, but we're consumers. You know, we have dealings with companies. What can you suggest that we do to encourage the companies that we interact with to take greater steps towards being more sustainable?
I think the biggest thing we can do as consumers is think about it. So think about what you're doing in terms of the environment and social. It's reduce, 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 which, we shouldn't be buying. When we've got something, if we've got something in our house or as a consumer, we've got it, and it's then destined to a future life in recycling or other. But it's reducing what you're doing. But the second big tip, I think, is ask the questions and be inquisitive, because sustainability is a great topic to talk to. And a fantastic example that gives me goosebumps on this was a man with a sporting company. They used shuttlecocks, and he was saying, "I don't know, we use so many of these shuttlecocks. In our sporting club, I don't know where they go in terms of recycling or what happens." And he actually called the company and said, "What do we do with these?" And in fact, they could be composted or recycled, but they hadn't mentioned that on their packaging. And the customer service representative said, "That's really curious. Do people really care?" And this chap said, "Yeah, we really do care." And so I just think that's a really great example of, you don't know that you're the one person making that change, or planting a seed and asking in a really inquisitive, positive way. So I just think asking questions of your community, of your family, of your schools, I think that's a really, really, and that's what I would suggest.
Yes, and that chap's one question about what do we do with these shuttlecocks could actually have ended up with shuttlecocks all over the world now being composted in the correct way, so that they're not like sitting around or
in landfill.
So, yes.
100%. And that's why I love that story, is that because we always say, just ask the questions. And he called us after and said, "I asked the question and this is what happened." And I've told the story a lot because I think it really, really shows just how powerful we can be as individuals without very much effort.
Yes, yes, indeed. A little bit of thought and, as you say, asking the question. Yeah. So you seem to me to be, you look to be a very smiley person. You seem very upbeat. But I just wondered, looking at the business world, how do you feel about our chances of reducing our greenhouse gas emissions in line with what scientists say we need to avoid catastrophic climate change? How hopeful are you?
I think we have to be hopeful, because I don't think about it too much, if I'm really honest, because I think we have to all do our bit, and we have to support. And that's why I'm proud that SustainableX is trying to support people to educate, and that's our influence, and it's a little drop in the ocean. I think if you consider how amazing our medical advances were in COVID, and how quickly we all pulled together as a world to develop vaccinations, I think there's hope for us all, because that was a great example of collaboration. And the topic of climate change and sustainability is something that no one individual can solve or achieve. I mean, a heavy table can't be lifted all from one corner, so we need everybody playing their part. And I think we have got a lot of resources, and we have got some wonderful brains that are working on solving it. So yes, I'm hopeful and positive, but it's a challenge.
Indeed. Rondi, thank you so much for telling us about that.
Thank you.
My thanks to Rondi. Now, I think that she made some great points there, and I think she's spot on with encouraging us all to ask the question. I was thinking, you know, things like, can I have a doggy bag to take the food I can't manage home with me so that it's not wasted? Or is this plant grown without the use of peat? Or can you tell me where the coffee used in this cup of coffee comes from? Or is synthetic weed killer sprayed onto my road? Just so many questions that could nudge the recipient into positive change. And whilst it does sometimes feel a little bit pushy or cheeky to ask the question, more often than not, you get an appreciative reply, and sometimes you can precipitate a big change for the good. So, well, go for it. So have you ever tried asking the question, and what kind of response did you get? I'd really like to hear about it. Via email, I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com, or look for Environment Matters on Mix92.6 on Twitter and on Facebook. Now, before I go, Hertfordshire County Council want to hear your views about climate change, its impacts on Hertfordshire, and their efforts to tackle it. Now, they've prepared a short survey, which they say will help them better understand what our priorities are around climate change, including how they can better communicate and engage with us on this really important issue. It's just 11 questions long, and it's about the kind of things that you already do to help the planet, what you'd like to do more of, and what would help you do that, and which sustainable actions you'd like Hertfordshire County Council to prioritise. Now, if you'd like to fill in the survey, you'll find it if you search for Sustainable Hertfordshire Survey, or I'll put the link into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. Now, the survey just took me a couple of minutes to do. It really isn't long or arduous, and you've got until the 17th of March. And if you live in Hartsmere, you might be aware that, like other councils around Hertfordshire, Hartsmere Borough Council are in the process of creating a new local plan, the super important planning document that sets out where new buildings will be permitted and the requirements that will be made of those buildings. Now, Hartsmere Borough Council say that they've arranged an extraordinary council meeting for Wednesday, 20th of March, to discuss the publication of their draft local plan. It will start at 7 o'clock. It's going to be at Elstree Studios, and you're invited to attend in person, or you can follow the meeting via webcast. Now, the 20th of March meeting and the opportunity to have your say, which will follow shortly afterwards, will focus on a number of key areas, including housing and employment site allocations and the revisions that have been made since the last consultations in 2021. Now, again, I've popped the link that you'll need to sign up for the webcast into the notes that go with the podcast of this show. I'll be back with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.